I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen-Times reporter Jennifer Bowman. Jennifer, as always, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So you had a very big spread that came out in the paper today. You talked to the victim in the Bill Murdoch case, Shelley Love Baldwin. We've already heard from her. She was in the CNN report. You've talked to her briefly before. But in this new report that came out today that you guys had, you and John Boyle, there was a little bit more talking about how they felt Asheville was not friendly to them in bringing up these concerns about Bill Murdoch. Tell us about what she told you.
Yeah. So Shelley Baldwin, who is named as the victim in court documents in the 1988 Bill Murdoch case, she refers to herself as a survivor. She has said that since she moved back, she moved away from the area after this all happened. And that when she moved back, there was never an attempt to just keep this silent. She says that she's spoken up when they've been able to. Her and most of her family has since moved back, but that it wasn't always easy. You know, of course, she came back to a place where Eblen Charity was growing in both size and reputation. And its co-founder, Bill Murdoch, was kind of reaping the benefits of that, building his reputation as a community leader with a strong, favorable reputation in the community. And so she told us a little bit about that and also the roles that we saw other institutions play. So not just Eblen Charities, but, you know, the school districts here and AB Tech and seeing how that all played in the role as she tried to cope with coming back to a place where she says this happened.
She also told you about an incident where she bumped into him completely randomly while she was out shopping.
Yes. She told us, and that's how we started our story. She has an elderly neighbor who she helps take care of and had gone to a grocery store in Leicester and walked in, heard a, "Hey, how are you doing today?" And she gave what I think many of us would, not even really looking at the person, saying, "I'm great, how are you?" And when she realized who she was talking to, she realized she was speaking to Bill Murdoch. Shelley says she has suffered with post-traumatic stress disorder for years now. And when she saw and realized that she was speaking to Bill Murdoch, she froze and ultimately quickly walked away. She doesn't know if he recognized her. Bill Murdoch did not answer any follow-up questions we had after we initially interviewed him. But that was an instance that happened about a year and a half ago, she says.
So some of the institutions that have really been taking a lot of criticism over this are educational institutions. It started with UNC Asheville, and you were the reporter who was on top of that from the beginning of the honorary degree, which he returned. There's also AB Tech, which Bill Murdoch sat on the board of trustees for AB Tech until last week when he resigned his position there. Then the board of trustees and the school had a meeting this week. You were at that. Tell us about what happened.
Yeah, so I think what we're seeing now is many academic institutions being forced to answer some of these questions about who knew what and when did they know it and what did they do with that piece of knowledge. And what we've largely heard, at least in the case of UNC Asheville, and there's some dispute on what people knew at AB Tech, was that, you know, UNC Asheville, for example, their trustees were aware of his criminal history and made the decision to move forward with granting him an honorary degree anyway. And so I think we see some of those, situations where these trustees now have to confront their handling of this issue. And I think that a perfect example of that was Monday when we saw the AB Tech trustees. Bill Murdoch was a trustee there, ultimately resigned, but there was some question on whether the board should have taken action and if they handled this properly. You know, they had been contacted by news media for several weeks about this and, you know, at the advice of their attorney, decided not to do anything necessarily, wait until we saw, you know, particularly the CNN investigation come out and see what, you know, their attorney called the full body of evidence. Of course, you know, what you hear from people who on the board who think they should have done something is, why wasn't it just enough that Bill Murdoch had pleaded guilty to this offense involving a teenage girl? And why didn't we act on that? And so I think there is a very tense and very lively discussion about that, I think we probably will see with many institutions kind of wrapped into this controversy, wrapped into how they handled this, kind of having that same conversation.
How did that end there over at AB Tech, I guess, the conversation? Just to discuss it, though, and just to give everyone background, the Board of Trustees at AB Tech is not appointed by the school itself. It's appointed by other outside institutions, predominantly the school systems here, and we're going to get to them in a second. But how did that conversation really end at AB Tech over this? Because given Bill Murdoch's stature in this community, there are going to be a lot of other boards and a lot of other institutions and organizations that are going to have similar conversations, whether they're going to be doing it in public or not, or whether they have done it already or not.
Right. Yeah. And I think what we have learned is that some boards have had this conversation when this was apparently an open secret, Bill Murdoch's criminal history. The AB Tech Foundation board he served on and then resigned. And there's some question on whether that was in response to a consultant's recommendation that they start doing background checks. And that actually plays into whether AB Tech President Dennis King knew about that.
And before we go on, we do have to mention, for full disclosure, that Dr. King is a member of this radio station's board of directors. Continue.
And so I think we have seen, you know, those many boards already have this conversation. Mars Hill University, for example, Bill Murdoch served on that. And so I think what we saw there at the end of that conversation was, what do we do about it now? And I think what we will see is, you know, the AB Tech board, of course, can't appoint themselves. They don't have a role in that. They're actually decided by the governor's office, county commissioners, Buncombe County Schools, Asheville City Schools. But I think there is certainly some real discussions they will have about what policy changes they can do, which could include a request to these appointing agencies that you require a criminal background check, and one that would, you know, cover someone's history dating back to as much as three decades as you know, Bill Murdoch's case would have required.
Now, again, the Board of Trustees are appointed by outside institutions, which you mentioned. Bill Murdoch was appointed there by the Buncombe County Board of Education and the Buncombe County Schools and Superintendent Dr. Tony Baldwin. And in particular, your story that you have out on Thursday, Shelley Love Baldwin talks about feeling like the school systems failed, because he also worked for the Asheville City Schools after he pled guilty in 1988. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, you know, I think that's this is a case that involves something that allegedly happened 31 years ago. And so certainly it's a story about a woman who says that this happened to her and what she's had to deal with, the trauma and the lifelong struggle since then. But I think we also are asking hard questions to the institutions involved. And that includes, you know, our academic institutions, our K-12 academic institutions, where Murdoch was employed and which continue to support him, whether it was board appointments or naming a facility in his honor. And those are some questions they need to answer. You know, we see that Bill Murdoch continued to secure jobs as an educator even after his conviction. He went on to teach briefly at Asheville High School, something that May apparently was stopped because Shelley Baldwin's family learned he was still working there. There were efforts by them to see if anything could be done about his teaching license. As far as we can tell, we have not heard back from the State Department of Public Instruction. It does not appear that any action was taken. It looks like it just expired, which he just didn't renew it based on the online records we can see. And so there are a lot of questions about background checks and communications between these school systems that are, you know, in each other's backyards. A lot of questions we've asked of people who were in power at that time. And Shelley Baldwin, you know, says that there were red flags and pretty obvious things happening on their watch, and something that she believes they should have known. And she believes that, you know, these institutions failed her.
And we haven't heard much from the school systems about this other than discussing kind of when they started doing background checks. And that didn't happen until after Bill Murdoch had really sort of established himself at Eblen Charities and became a person of stature within the community.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of questions that not just reporters have, but the public. I mean, we're talking about institutions that deal with our children, right? And so there's questions from even Eblen Charities, which, you know, had previously put its support behind Murdoch just a week before he retired. And they claimed, they basically expressed that support with the details that we conducted an investigation into this. We've long known this. And Shelley Baldwin says she was never contacted by the Eblen board. She says she was never contacted by the Asheville City Schools. She was never contacted by Buncombe County Schools. She was never contacted by UNC Asheville. She was never contacted by AB Tech. So in some of these places where officials were aware of Murdoch's criminal history and continue to support him in various ways, according to Shelley Baldwin, there was no attempt made to contact her to learn her side. And I think, you know, to wrap it all back to that conversation they had at AB Tech, you know, Ron Edgerton, one of the trustees, and frankly, the most vocal trustee on that board, who's expressed some real issues he's had with how this has been handled, has said, you know, we should have asked more. If this was brought to our attention, if we knew about this, we need to make an informed decision. And the only way we can do that is to find out more.
Well, Jennifer Bowman, thank you for coming in, and fantastic reporting as always.
Thank you.